This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. By Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City. And by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Need steel for a future project or repair? Hawkeye Steel carries a wide variety of carbon steel products like angles, channels, tubing, and more. Everything for a metal building is in stock, like panels, beams, and screws. Metal panels and common links are in stock, while custom links in a variety of colors can be ordered. Visit them at the intersection of Illinois 138 and I-55 in White City, or call 866-999-7880. Hawkeye Steel. Build it to last. Build it with steel.
How do you measure success? Chances are productive fields, a happy family, and a secure future are key parts in the equation. And just as you depend on yourself to take care of the family and farm, you can depend on Farm Credit to help you with your finance needs. For 96 years, we've been helping farm families and agribusinesses maintain the formula for success. Our experience has helped us develop a wide range of credit and financial products and services that you can use to keep your farm running more efficiently and profitably. Nobody understands the financial needs of farming better than Farm Credit. Whether it's farm real estate loans, operating lines of credit, equipment financing, or crop insurance, Farm Credit has the products and services to meet the needs of today's farming operations. Call Farm Credit today at 1-800-444-FARM or find us online at fcsillinois.com. Farm Credit, providing the financial products farmers want with the service you deserve.
Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer in Litchfield, is your one-stop shop for equipment, Firestone truck and passenger tires, wheel alignments, shocks, struts, suspension, and steering repairs. Mike Taylor and the experienced staff will diagnose the problem and make the necessary repairs using quality chassis parts. Plus, Taylor Tire and Auto can complete the job with an accurate wheel alignment to original factory specifications. Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer at the west end of Tyler Street in Litchfield.
And first of all, in the farm news this morning, the overnight crude oil market, $1.25 lower at $91.41. The Brent crude, $1.13 lower at $106.67. The August gold contract, 20 cents higher at $1,580.60. The U.S. dollar index, 0.216 higher at 83.099. In electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, September wheat, trading at 923 and a quarter, that's down 11 and three quarter. December wheat trading at 926 and three quarter, down 7 and three quarter. September corn now trading at 805 and a half, that's down 2 and a quarter. December corn trading at 783 and a half, that's up a nickel. August soybeans trading at 1764, that's up 30 and a quarter. September beans trading at 1718 and three quarter, up 27 and a half. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, September wheat closed at 935, up 31 and three quarter. December wheat closed at 934 and a half, up 22. March wheat closed at 913 and a half, down 3 cents. September corn yesterday closed at 807 and three quarter, up 12 and three quarter. December corn closed at 778 and a half, down 5 and three quarter. March corn closed at 770 and a half, down 12 and three quarter. August soybeans yesterday closed at 1733 and three quarter, up 50 and a quarter. September beans closed at 1691 and a quarter, up 43 and a quarter. November beans closed at 1652 and a quarter, up 32 and a quarter. August soybean meal yesterday closed at 532, up 180. September meal closed at 514.60, up 131. October meal closed at 495.40, up 98. August soybean oil yesterday closed at 54.40, up 39. September oil closed at 54.59, up 37. October oil closed at 54.79, up 37. September oats yesterday closed at 383.5, up 3.5. December oats closed at 387, up 3.5. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with today's grain market news report. Illinois Country Grain prices ended sharply higher on Thursday afternoon. A hot, dry, extended weather forecast for the Corn Belt was the fuel to drive futures prices to new high levels. Strong weekly export sales figures for soybeans and soybean meal also helped to lift soybean prices. In northern and western Illinois, Country Grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 8 to 16 cents higher at 801 to 816. Soybeans gained 45 to 52 cents at 1745 to 1762. In central Illinois, Country Grain dealers quoted those shell corn bids 10 to 12 cents stronger at 818 up to 840. Soybeans advanced 48 to 50 cents, ranging from 1749 to 1774. And cash wheat bids gained 31 to 32 cents at $9 to 9.17. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids advanced 12 to 17 cents at 8.24 to 8.57. Soybeans mostly 40 to 50 cents higher at 17.35 to 17.79. And the wheat bids mostly 28 to 32 cents stronger at 9.06 to 9.50. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 10 to 14 cents stronger at 834 to 838. Soybeans gained 48 to 50 cents at 1787 to 1791. And cash wheat prices up 34 to
614 on this Friday morning on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday. August hogs closed at 93.05, up 42. October hogs closed at $80, down a nickel. December hogs closed at $76.82, down 57. August cattle closed at $118.95, up 87. October cattle closed at $124.40, up 157. December cattle closed at $128.07, up 95. August feeder cattle yesterday closed at $139.10, up 190. September feeders closed at $141.52, up 152. October feeders closed at $143.50, up 165. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
This is the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Market News Service with the closing livestock report for Thursday, July 19th. On the Eastern Corn Belt, daily direct hog report, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis ended 63 cents higher with a base price range of $84.25 to $94 and a weighted average of $85.72. The Illinois direct barrel and gilt market was mostly steady today at $57 to $60. There were a very light 10,681 head sold. The Illinois direct slaughter sows traded mostly $1 to $2 lower. The sows under 400 pounds, 32 to 34 with a few $30. 4 to 500 pounds, 32 to 37, a few up to 40. And over 500 pounds, 35 to 40, a few to $42. Today's estimated sow seats, 725 head. In the USDA National Carlot Pork Report, trading was slow with light to moderate demand and offerings. The calculations for 200-pound pork carcass was 79 cents higher at $91.20. The estimated daily hog slaughter under federal inspection on Thursday was 397,000. A week ago, 393,000. A year ago, 406,000. And the week-to-date total, 1,568,000. The estimated daily cattle slaughter under federal inspection on Thursday was 127,000. A week ago, 125,000. Year ago, 127,000. Week-to-date total, 506,000. In the afternoon national slaughter cattle review on Thursday, trading was mostly inactive in all the major feeding regions on light demand. There are a few choice steers and heifers sold on live basis at 112 to 115 and on dress basis from 178 to 179. The USDA estimated box beef cutout values were weak to lower on light to moderate demand and moderate to heavy offerings. Choice carcasses were down $1.58 at $180.58. Select down $63 at $171.87. We had 152 fab loads today and 44 trim loads. At the Greenville Livestock Auction yesterday, they had 691 head. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers sold $3 to $4 lower. Slaughter Holsteins mostly $5 lower. Choice slaughter steers $110 to $113.50. Select and choice at $105 to $110. Choice Holstein steers 101 to 106 with the selected choice Holsteins at $95 to $100. Choice slaughter heifers 109 to $113.50. Selected choice heifers 104.50 to $109.50. At the Schuyler Livestock Auction yesterday, they had 246 head compared to last week. Slaughter steers and heifers sold $2 to $3 lower. Choice slaughter steers 109 to $115. Choice slaughter heifers 109.75 to 111.50. Breaker slaughter cows 72.25 to 76.50 with a few high dressing up to 82.50. Boner slaughter cows 63.25 to 69.75. Lean slaughter cows 55.25 to 59.75. The opening report for the Walnut Livestock Auction has estimated receipts of 448 head. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers are trading $1 to $3 lower. Slaughter Holstein steers lightly tested. Choice slaughter steers 110.25 to 116. Choice Holstein steers $100 to 104. And choice slaughter heifers 110.75 to 115.50. This is Kent McFarland reporting for the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for butter 158 and a half, up a half. For block cheese, 171 and three quarter, down a quarter. For barrel cheese, 169 and a half, down a quarter. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending yesterday, 16.68. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for July, $8.36. For August, $7.95. Corn delivered to Scottville for July, $8.28. For August, $7.87. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for July, $17.62. For August, $16.62. Wheat delivered to Scottville for July, $8.80. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield, $8.36, corn at Scottville, $8.28, beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $17.62, wheat at Scottville, $8.80. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Friday, brought to you by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you this morning by the M&M Service Company.
We know that every minute M&M Service Company can save you on the farm means more time to spend with your kids. That's why M&M Service is your one-stop source for farming, information technology, value-enhanced grain programs, diesel fuel, propane, grain handling systems, and so much more. At M&M Service, they are dedicated to making your time in the fields more productive, more profitable, and more efficient. Because they're a family operation too, they understand how important it is to spend more time with your kids. For more information, visit their website, M&MService.com. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Partly cloudy skies today, high temperatures in the low 90s with north winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies, low temperatures in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, Saturday, sunny skies, the high in the mid-90s. Your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures in the mid-70s, highs about 100 degrees, and a heat advisory is in effect from noon Sunday until 7 o'clock next Thursday evening. Right now, light north winds, the barometric pressure rising, our temperature 70 degrees. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
When most people shop for insurance and financial services, they're looking to buy more than just a policy. They're also shopping for a financial representative they can trust to provide service after they become a client. That's why Country Financial Representative Dave O'Dell works hard before, during, and after your transaction to create a tangible plan to help you achieve financial security. From insurance to financial services, you only need to call one representative, Dave O'Dell, your Country Representative in Verdon, serving Northern Macoupin County for 25 years.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro and by the Taylor and Soaps Tea Room and Gift Shop of Mount Olive. First of all, this morning at the Macoupin County Fair, today, this morning at 8, the food festival will open. Also at 8 o'clock, beef cattle judging will begin, both the open and the junior shows. The 4-H poultry show will get underway this morning at 9 o'clock. At noon, the exhibit halls will open. The 4-H Goat Show is this afternoon at 1:30. At 4 o'clock, the Bates Building will open. 6 o'clock this evening, the Carnival will open. Also this evening at 6, in the Kids' Corner, the Thank a Farmer Magic Show. Free entertainment on the Macoupin County stage this evening at 6. At 4:30, the pedal tractor pull registration will begin at the grandstand. At 5 o'clock, the children and adult pedal tractor pull, all in the grandstand. And in the grandstand tonight at 7, the ITPA tractor and truck pull. That's what's going on today at your Macoupin County Fair. The United States Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency State Executive Director Sherry Chimanco announced that in response to drought conditions, the FSA has authorized emergency haying and or grazing use of certain Conservation Reserve program acres for 54 counties. They include the counties of Montgomery, Macoupin, Bond, Fayette, Christian, Calhoun, Green, Macon, Madison, Morgan, Menard, Shelby, Sangamon, and Pike. The haying authorization will be effective on August 2nd, which is after the wildlife nesting and brood rearing season in Illinois, and it will not exceed the 31st. The authorization to graze also will begin on August 2nd, not to exceed September 30th. For more information on eligibility requirements and to request approval for emergency haying and or grazing of CRP acres, contact your local county FSA office. At the WIFL's Hybrid Corn Strategy Conference held Wednesday at the Steve Gardner Farm south of Litchfield, we talked to WIFL's Southern District Sales Manager, Brent Johnson. We asked him about the availability of seed for next year.
We're going to have seed. We have approximately 70% of our seed acres is under irrigation up in north of Sterling Rock Falls in that area, Prophetstown, and we've also been very fortunate in where even our dry land seed is getting some timely rains and good rains. So we don't talk about it, we're not going to brag, but we feel pretty good about our seed supply.
What do you mean by dry land seed?
Corn that's simply produced not under pivot, not under irrigation.
Now by that, will that make the corn more stand up better to the drought conditions like we've had this year?
No, not necessarily. We could just found hybrids, some hybrids, inbreds that do better on non-irrigated ground versus irrigated. And it we also are on the highest yield potential farms around there when we're talking about dry land, good black soils that we have here in Montgomery County. That's what we're targeting. Those 30% is on the best ground up there.
Okay. Now, how many producers will you cover in your area?
We've got over 800 customers in my area.
And do any of them grow seed for you? Do you have any of them committed to do that?
No, we don't. All of our seed production, we do all of our own seed production. One of the Wiffles brothers, Bob, actually handles all the production. We don't have any of our own ground. We actually lease that as part of our operation, and that's the way we go to business. But no, none of our growers down here. We used to a long time ago, but since obviously with Mother Nature throwing you curveballs, there's not a lot of irrigation here.
And that was WIFL's Southern District Sales Manager, Brent Johnson. Also on Wednesday, we talked to M&M Crop Consultant Bill Brink, and he commented on the area's soybean crop.
Soybeans are hanging in there. They look probably a lot better than what they are out there. With each day, like we're having now with temperatures, exceeding 100 degrees, or warm for that matter, there's going to be pod abortion, flower abortion that occurs. And as I mentioned before, in a normal year, a soybean plant will abort about two-thirds of its blooms. And when you get into stress situations like this, this abortion rate is going to be even higher. So even though they look good out there, but I've walked some fields, they're still good potential. I've been in some crops in the northern part of Macoupin County, Montgomery, and there's still potential for awfully good crops out there. It's just, where you have the good dark soils and where you had rain, the potential is very good. So we're going to have some decent crops, but the soybean crop in stressed areas, with each day like this, there's not too many blooms or pods on the upper part of the plant, and this can be problematic. One thing we are seeing, the advent of spider mites in some of these fields, soybean fields, want to watch that very closely. I know there's been some treatment going on. I talked to an aerial applicator recently, and he has been treating some fields for spider mites. So we want to watch that pretty closely.
And that was M&M Crop Consultant Bill Brink. The most visible signs of the lack of rainfall may be wilted corn and stunted soybean fields, but Illinois cattlemen are facing their own challenges this summer. Cimarron Frost, the interim executive vice president of the Illinois Beef Association, says the situation for most cattlemen is concerning.
My sons and I have about 150 beef cows, and as of today, we're hauling about 4,000 gallons of water a day to keep those cows going. Actually, we're pretty fortunate. We had an abundance of pasture this year. We're not feeding hay yet, but I've got several neighbors that are feeding hay and worried about the water, and all the creeks have gone dry, and a lot of the wells are going dry. And on top of that, you know, the price of corn has just gone up and up, which impacts the feedlots, you know, as far as feeding these cattle.
In addition to those challenges, Mr. Frost notes many cattle operations are already feeding hay to compensate for dormant pastures, which will likely put pressure on the already tight hay market heading into winter.
The price of hay has just gone through the roof from $180 a ton to $300 a ton for hay. So it's pretty stressful financially and otherwise for the producers right now. Probably for a lot of producers feeding hay early to supplement their pastures, they're not going to have the volume of hay that they normally would because it's just not growing back. It's like everybody's yard, everything has just kind of turned brown and everything has just kind of gone dormant, you know. So the longer this goes, the more that crop, so to speak, deteriorates as well.
Some producers, especially in southern Illinois, are already mowing down abandoned cornfields to use as cattle feed. While the practice is not unheard of, Frost warns those considering it to do so safely.
You've got to be really careful with it. The nature of a corn plant, it takes up a lot of nitrogen early in its life, and then it makes that ear, that nitrogen's used up. Well, when you get into this drought-type corn, all that nitrogen is in the stalk, and so producers have to be really careful how they feed this corn and how they chop it up, and they damn sure need to test it before they feed any of it just to be on the safe side, because I've heard a couple of wrecks, I'll say, already where guys just green-chopped it and fed it to some cows, and they lost several cows, so they got to be careful.
Mr. Frost feels the extended drought will have long-term effects on the state's cattle operations. Those include a reduction in the cow-calf herd over the next year due to poor conception rates during the drought, and some producers choosing not to try to keep up with climbing feed prices. Also in the farm show on this Friday morning, a feature at the Macoupin County Fair this year in the Kids' Corner is the Thank a Farmer Magic Show. The host is Joyce Rice, and she explains her program.
It's fun. I say, this is a program you can get smart and have fun at the same time. You don't want to miss this. And it's about, we talk about the importance of farmers and ranchers and how most everything we use in a day comes from agriculture. We either grow it and raise it or we mine it.
And now what are you doing during your program?
Well, we talk about different things, like we take a baseball and talk about all the different parts of a baseball. Everyone comes from a farm. We talk about many things that we use every day and where it originated, and we do a little magic trick with each one. And guess what the magic words are? They are thank a farmer.
And that was Joyce Rice of the Thank a Farmer program, and it will be each evening at 6 for the rest of the Macoupin County Fair. Some other notes this morning, corn and soybean prices leapt to records on rising fears that the Midwest drought is further eroding the size of the coming harvest for two of America's most important crops. The futures price for corn settled at a record $7.95 a bushel at the Chicago Board of Trade. Soybeans settled at $16.83.5 a bushel. Now that Congress has lifted the ban on slaughtering horses, companies plan to open horse slaughter plants in several states. But animal rights activists say they face a rough ride. Animal rights groups promise legal obstacles and public protests to using as food animals that helped settle the West. We'll have broadcast today from the Macoupin County Fair in Carlinville. We'll be there for the afternoon show today. And also Tim Mize will have broadcast from the Macoupin County Fair this afternoon. And also we'll keep you updated with the commodity markets throughout the day on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. As we close in electronic trading on the Board of Trade, September wheat now trading at 924¾. That's down 10¼. December wheat trading at 928¼, down 6¼. September corn now trading at 809, that's up 1¼. December corn trading at 787¼, up 8¾. August beans now trading at 1765½, that's up 31¾. September soybeans trading at 1719, that's up 27¾. Part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by the Taylor & Soaps Tea Room and Gift Shop of Mount Olive and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro.